The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number two on a What Are the Odds Wednesday, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. Can text the show, 713-780-3776, or get on that Twitch channel, have some fun, carry on the conversation there. twitch.tv/ESPN975, 160 people on there that you can chat with, and you get to hear us on the breaks. And apparently everybody seems to think that people poop every 15 minutes, which, okay, not an infant.
They think I'm pooping every 15
minutes? Yeah, every time you leave, it's, oh, you're going to poop.
No, I don't poop at work ever.
I don't think I ever have here, actually. Oh, no, one time, and I went down to the second floor bathroom because it's not disgusting like this one. Just pro tip, if you're in this building, they've got a nice one on the fifth floor, which fifth floor, which I had to use one day when ours was shut down. And they've got a nice one on the second floor. Ours is a pit. Never use it. And people have seen ours because they've been here for the listener parties. They know we're not making this stuff up. It actually, I've never seen a bathroom that has an entrance into your whatever technical room that is back there where the air conditioning stuff is.
It's weird.
Yeah, so I've always thought, what if some poor guy is in the last stall doing his business and maintenance has to get in to keep the place from blowing up?
The weirder thing is, I think that runs the infrastructure for the whole building, like everybody's phone lines and internet lines. Jeez. And everything. Just from looking at all the cables that run back and forth in there, I really think if like the entire the whole building lost internet, they probably would have to get in there to fix it.
And oh boy. And it's only a foot away from someone pooing. I don't think that's a good thing.
Apparently, we missed an entertaining press conference at the White House today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey Aaron, I'm going to tag you on a tweet and then you can just play the tweet. I've read through it, but I haven't heard the audio. The written version, there's no curse words, and I can't imagine the press secretary would cuss, especially because she's a hot, delicate flower. So,
She is hot, by the way.
I mean,
I would, never mind.
The hottest U.S. press secretary in history, right?
Yeah. We've also got the hottest first lady in history.
Yeah.
I mean, for those of you who say Trump hasn't done anything good, I would dispute that.
Well, Trump. Anti-Trump guy is not going to like this.
Oh, really?
This statement from the White House press secretary.
Oh, I thought he was not going to like the statement from you.
No. Well, I mean, I won't say the hardest core Trump guy will say this is crazy, but it is kind of crazy. When it does come from her, when it comes from sweet, sweet Kayleigh McEnany, who's probably a lunatic, but is also very attractive. Oh,
if you're hot, you're a lunatic. I'm sorry, ladies. Yeah. That's just that comes with the territory. If you're that hot, anything over an 8, like I'm sorry that it took me 55 years to realize this. Anything over an 8, you are never having a relationship with, because they are crazy. They will burn your clothes. They'll try to burn your guitars. They'll fire guns at you. Yeah, no, sorry. She's a nutball. She's over an 8.
I love it. How many is this something that is it standard to kind of burn through White House press secretaries?
No.
Because I feel like we've had we've had an exorbitant amount in just 4 years.
Well, there was Sean Spicer.
Yep.
There was that weird kind of mousy chick.
Stephanie Grisham.
No, no.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah.
You think she's mousy?
Yeah.
No, she's not mad. That's the one who's like, hey, you idiots. Y'all better listen to what the president says. She kind of sounds like the Baytown Badass.
She followed like Melissa McCarthy's SNL version of Sean Spicer and was like, I'm just going to do that.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's real life, what she did.
But with my voice.
She was the one who did it the longest.
I still would have, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh, not me. I mean, you know why? Just because it'd be funny.
Because she's not an eight.
And maybe it would just be funny. But then Stephanie Grisham was like, I guess, I don't know if she lasted a year or maybe around a year. But now we're on to Kayleigh McEnany. And I hope that she sticks around. I was actually sad when Sarah Huckabee Sanders left.
Yeah, she was
just because she made me laugh. Yeah, because I like the way she talked. She's like, that's a stupid ass question, you moron. You got any better questions than that? President's the greatest, you idiot.
By the way, somebody mentioned hottest first daughter also from Tennis Tony.
Well, agreed.
Yeah, that's there you go. All three. Chelsea
Clinton
things.
Also hot, though.
She wasn't at the time, though.
No,
she's not
now. I was making that up.
I don't know what she looks like now.
That's a made-up story.
All right, I'm sorry for interrupting your story.
Do you have the audio ready? Here's what sweet, hot Kayleigh McEnany had to say from the White House press briefing today.
Is if the election is rigged. It begs the question, does the president believe there's any circumstance under which he could lose the election fairly?
The president believes he's done a great job for the American people, and he believes that will show in November. He believes that voter fraud is real, in line with what we see all across the country, particularly with mail-in ballots, which are prone to fraud.
Yes. Thank you very much, Kayleigh. Two questions for you. Firstly, given the president's tweet on Goodyear and lashing out at them, is the beast still going to be using Goodyear tires?
I'm not going to comment on security matters.
Okay, and then I want to follow up with a question that I asked the president last week, but he didn't answer. I asked him about QAnon, so I wanted to know, have you ever heard the president talk about QAnon, and what does he think of the conspiracy theory?
No, I've never heard of that. There's a lot of media focus on that, but certainly never heard of that from the president.
Yes. Kayleigh, just a follow-up on what my colleague said over there with regard to the president saying, make sure to get out and vote because the only way we're going to lose this election is if the election is rigged. Is the president saying if he doesn't win this election that he will not accept the results unless he wins?
The president has always said he'll see what happens and make a determination in the aftermath. It's the same thing he said last November. He wants a free election, a fair election, and he wants confidence in the results of the election, particularly when you have states like Nevada doing mass mail-out voting to their voting rolls. And when they tried this in the primary, it was a massive failure. Ballots were piled up in trash cans. Ballots were pinned to apartment dartboards. And with that being the system, the president wants to take a hard look at this and make sure that these are fair election results and not subject to fraud. Yes.
That sounds like we'll see.
Well, yeah, that's what she said. We'll see.
I've made it clear. I don't like Donald Trump. I've also made it clear. I don't like Joe Biden. I don't think either one of these guys is going to be good for our country. I do kind of, part of me is hoping that Joe Biden wins now just so Donald Trump will say, I'm not leaving. And then we can have some kind of big drama between those two guys. Wouldn't that be kind of great? I'm sure other countries around the world wouldn't look at that. Yeah, these guys are crazy.
Well, they are. I mean, come on. Our reputation around the world has not been good for decades.
Because I could also see Joe Biden losing and still thinking that he won and moving in.
Well, he wouldn't know any better.
They'd be like, Joe, you didn't win. He's like, huh? And
Kamala Harris would be so drugged up, she'd just go right in there with him. Like, yeah, we won. Woo! And by the way, I'm not allowed to criticize her, apparently, because anything I say just means I'm against a black woman being nominated for vice president.
Well, you did say that.
No, I said that I don't like her policy. I don't think she has any personality. I didn't go Rush Limbaugh.
That was a good move on your part.
I think, frankly, there's enough to dislike about her from a policy standpoint, from what she's done, from what she hasn't done. But no, I'm not allowed to say any of that because then I'm, you know, anti-woman.
Okay.
But, can I, And you know, I talk about Bill Maher a lot because I do think he has some insightful stuff, even though I disagree with a lot of his political slants. He started this 2 years ago, that Trump wouldn't leave office even if he lost.
Who started this?
Bill Maher's been talking about this for years. And now everybody's picking up on it. And he even has guests on. Like, he had a military guy. So how would the military react to this? It's one of those ultimate, well, for one thing, I hate to break it to you guys. Trump ain't losing. He's not going to lose. And you can mark that.
You're writing
right
that
now.
Down in your notebook?
Put that in your notebook.
Okay.
And when he gets to be a plus number on my bookie, punch the ticket. Because it's going to happen. It's going to be just like it was 4 years ago.
So there won't be very much drama then.
There's not going to be any drama.
Damn.
And
I kind of want drama.
Yeah. So speculating on whether or not he would leave and whether or not the military would have to take him out are these goofball questions that... follow up on my colleague's question. They're not going to mean anything because the dude's not going to lose. And I think the theory behind it in 2016 is the same theory now. And I've said there's a lot of people who won't say they're Trump supporters because they don't want to be associated with the bad group of Trump supporters that are considered racist. But they like a lot of the things he's done. So there. So he's winning. I will bet money on it. Online, of course.
Online.
Yeah. But there.
Oh, I can't wait. And I'll keep watching this video over and over because I think Kaylee McEnany's hot. Juggalo Trey said, Kaylee McEnany's hot if you want to put mayo on everything.
Huh?
I don't put mayo on everything. But mayo is a good source of fat. If you're on a, you know, if you're on a low-carb diet, you need to put some fat in your diet. Mayo's a good way to... I prefer avocado. Is Kaylee McEnany hot if you like avocado on everything? Because I'm kind of good with avocado.
And 9-4 says Trump's already a plus number on my bookie.
There's
a bet for you. I'm just telling you. And listen,
I have no idea what this I'm not following it enough.
Well, this does not reflect what I would like to see or what I would do. This is just what I am convinced is going to happen. So,
what's the number on Joe Jorgensen to win?
I don't know.
Not good.
I need to go. I'll go look for it on the break.
Okay, give me.
And
this.
Now I'm getting a lot of I would put mayo on her, and you know, hey, you know what? I would eat all the mayo in the world if it meant that. But I only for like a 1 or 2 day thing because she's too hot, which means she's crazy.
Okay, I want you to before you look it up. I want you to answer this question. I want you to take a guess. Better odds, Joe Jorgensen to become president of the United States. Or Arkansas to win the SEC.
Arkansas to win the SEC.
Oh, okay. it's pretty bad.
I'm betting that they don't even have.
She's not on the board.
Yeah, but I'm gonna look.
Come on.
I'm gonna look right now. So you do your live read, and while you do, I'm gonna check this out.
All right, I'll tell the people about Hoops, Pro Dunk Hoops. That's where you go. ProDunkHoops.com. If you want the best basketball goal on the entire planet of Earth, they've got. Goals with thicker steel than anybody else, 75% thicker than the big brands and the best brands in the big box stores. They've got a tempered glass backboard so strong they guarantee if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. Can't beat that. Rust armor finish and a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version. Whatever you need, whatever's going to fit your situation best, they've got you covered. And of course, they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet. With the turn of a handle, so any age can play, or you can be a slam dunking machine if that's what you want to do. You want to go out there and wreck shop on the kids, you can do that too. Get your new Hoops goal today. See it all, see all the accessories at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822. ProDunkHoops.com.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of delight.
ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. So, couple hockey updates. Bruins up 2-1 in the third period. I have a wager on the Bruins, minus 150, but I thought they would close it out today, so we shall see. The other bet is on the Canucks tonight against the Blues. That's a smaller one. All right. You're back.
Hello, Fred.
Presidential odds on my bookie. Which
All right, let's give me the news.
I hate to break it to you.
My girl's not on the board, is she?
There's eight people that there's odds on.
God, that's such a ripoff.
Yours is not one of them.
That's such a ripoff.
Now, I think a lot of these are because just in case somebody dies. But here's your numbers. Donald Trump, minus 120. So whoever told me he was a plus number on my bookie, you lied, sir. Joe Biden, minus 110. So Biden is the dog here. Rightfully so, I think, from a betting perspective. I want to make this very clear. Because I'm the best. I'm tremendous when it comes to betting presidents. There's nobody better. There's good and bad picks on both sides, except for my side, which is a good pick.
Okay.
So Trump is minus 120, Biden minus 110, Hillary Clinton plus 5,000, Mike Pence.
How's that going to happen at this point?
Joe Biden dies.
Okay. But at that point, wouldn't Kamala?
No. Okay. No, the party would get together and say, we can't. Yeah, that's not going to work. If he lasts till the election and somehow wins, then okay, yeah, great. She gets to be president, but it ain't happening otherwise. Mike Pence plus 8,000. I think same thing. Trump dies.
Yeah.
Kanye plus 10,000. Michelle Obama plus 10,000. Now, I don't know if you've heard this rumor, but there was this rumor going around that at the last minute Biden was going to pull out and they were going to put Michelle Obama in there.
Okay.
Which I think is, you know, again, as an ancient astronaut theorist, I think we need to have our rumors be responsible. That's a little irresponsible. Andrew Cuomo plus 15,000. Nikki Haley plus 15,000. No Jan Jorgensen.
That's too bad.
So,
literally the third party candidates.
Yeah, exactly.
Not on the board.
But it kind of makes sense that all of these other ones would have odds on them. Well, not all of them. Some are kind of stupid. Here's one for you. If you think a Republican's going to win California, you get plus 1,200.
Well, good luck with that.
To win the popular vote in the 2020 elections, Democrats minus 550, Republicans plus 300. Republican wins Arkansas minus 1,000. See if I can find Texas here. Because I've got state by state, which, to me, the one to bet would be Florida, because that's the one that's always close, right?
Yeah.
If you had an opinion.
Florida, Ohio. I think Nevada's considered a swing state this year.
Yeah, they've got, Democrat wins Florida minus 125, Republican wins minus 105.
Okay, it's a close one.
Yeah, you should at least give me even money on the Republican.
What's Ohio?
I got to go.
Or Indiana.
Indiana, Republican minus 800.
Ooh, not a swing
Democrat state. Plus 550, yeah.
What's Virginia is another one that I've heard is...
Okay, try to go in alphabetical order because I'm having to scroll.
Okay. Ohio, then Virginia.
Okay.
Nevada, Ohio, then Virginia.
Well...
LMNOV.
See, now I've gone past Nevada. So, Nevada is plus 350 Republican, minus 550 Democrat.
Okay.
What was the other one? Ohio?
Ohio, right after N comes O.
And can I just, before anybody says anything, this is not political talk. This is gambling talk.
Right. Yeah. Again, I don't really have a dog in this race. So.
Well, we've got two dogs in the race.
Yeah.
So. Ohio, Republican minus 215. Democrat plus 160.
Okay. And what about Virginia?
You're going to make me go all the way down to
the
Virginia.
V's.
Yeah, well,
that's near the
bottom.
I
wanted to do Texas, but no, I'm going to have to scroll past Texas.
Do Texas first.
No, I'm scrolling past Texas to go to Virginia, which is a mistake if you ever do it in real life. Virginia minus 900, Democrat.
Oh, boy.
Republican plus 500.
Okay.
Texas. Now, honestly, I think these, I might throw a little Republican action here at minus 370. Because I don't see any way in hell. I know everybody wants to say this is a purple state because of Beto and him coming close. But he came close to Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
And couldn't win. Democrats are plus 260 to win Texas. I'm going to monitor this number, AJ.
I mean, we can agree that if a Democrat somehow won Texas, the election's over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's kind of a not talked about thing. A Republican can't win the White House without Texas in this day and age.
Right. Basically.
Because you're not winning California. Well, you're not winning New York. Period. End of discussion.
And Florida's a coin flip every year. So, yeah. That's. I think it's a fair point, but I just don't.
There's
see
not
it.
Enough Montana and Idaho electoral votes to get the job done.
So to me, there's value in, and not that I like, I rarely take big minus numbers on anything because it's pointless. Minus 370 is not enough. We should be one of those minus 700 states, in my opinion. So I'm going to watch that, and I want everybody to keep pushing the narrative that Texas is up for grabs, please. So that money starts coming in on Democrat, and hopefully I'll get it to like where it's minus 150 or something, and then boom, done.
By the way, the Rockets, the bots that always tweet me after the games, they're out in full effect these days.
Wait a minute, they didn't have a game today.
I know. And then I think some of these I'm pretty sure are actual people, but I can't tell. Robert Daniels says the Rockets want to sweep and give CP3 an early exit. Game one was THR outcome for a short I don't know what that means. THR outcome for a short Thunder series. Well, obviously the Rockets want to sweep, and my guess is the Thunder would like to not lose any more games. I think everybody kind of goes in wanting to get out of there as quickly as possible.
I think I got the same one.
And then they say, are we seeing Rockets in five? I think Derek might be a real person. I'm not even going to read the bot tweets because they're predictable.
Well, did you get this one? The Rockets want to sweep and give CP3 an early exit. Game one was the outcome for a short Thunder series.
That's the one I just read.
Yeah, that one with the picture.
Do you think that's a bot?
Well, no, because it doesn't have the little Red Nation or whatever tag.
Right. Normally, they have that one mission.
One mission, yeah. I know it used to be run as one, and then.
But Derek has one that's hashtagged one mission, and I think it might be real.
I don't have Derek on mine.
He tweeted to. Yeah, he tweeted to you also. Yeah, he tweeted to all of us.
I got to be honest. So
I think he's real. So I'll read his. Are we seeing Rockets in five after all the bold predictions Thunder were going to win this series? I don't know that anybody went out on a limb and said the Thunder were going to win this series. I mean, I certainly believe that fully healthy, the Rockets are the better team. I think without Russ Westbrook, it gave the Thunder some life. And again, if they play the way they played yesterday, there's not even a series.
I was of the opinion it would be a close series, and that a lot depends if Russell Westbrook's back and playing well, then they're not losing the series. And I don't think anybody. I don't know. I'm sure that the Rockets fan thinks that everybody was saying that, oh, they're not going to win the series. I think they win the series. I think winning last night was, they're not gonna sweep. Don't do that. But
even I'm a known Rockets hater, and like that's pretty much the first thing people say about me is I'm a Rockets hater. And even I didn't say the Thunder were going to win the series.
No, but what else did it say? Because I don't have this tweet because, well, I might, but I also have.
Are we seeing Rockets in five now?
I still say six.
Okay.
I still think they're going to have a couple games where they can't hit anything. And, yeah, one of the things is with one of my Twitter sponsors is, you know, I'm tagged on these tweets, so everybody starts responding to their tweet. And so I don't know where all the tweets are. Big Aggie Steve says, I got one from Melissa. I think they're fishing for contact numbers, and any answer validates the number for a list they sell to companies. Okay. Ugh. So hey, I got a giveaway before you get to that.
Somebody called me and didn't even last night they called me and they didn't even say what candidate they were working for. They were curious on like who I was going to be voting for my United States representative in the 2nd congressional district. And they didn't mention the opponent by name. They said, because it's that Seema, whatever her last name. I don't even know how to say her last name. But they did say, we're running against Dan Crenshaw. And like, that's their selling point. It's like, that's a lot of these guys are like, well, and a lot of the Democrat calls I get are like, are you going to help us turn Texas blue and get Trump out of the White House? Like, nobody tries to give you like a good point of why I should vote for a Republican. They just say, listen, we know that these Republicans are lunatics and we've got to get them out of here. Are you going to help us? Okay, I'll consider it. What are you running on?
Well, the Republicans are lunatics.
We don't have Dan Crenshaw or Donald Trump or Ted Cruz on our team. Okay, what do you got? The people that aren't them. Oh, well, okay, I guess I'll think about it.
It's just lazy. It's what I hate about both of them, because it's like, oh, look at the Democrats. These are this and this. And look at their brothers. We're not them. We're not them. Yeah, and neither one of you are worth a damn. So I wish you would both just go away.
And by the way that line is drawn, it's so rigged that Dan Crenshaw can never lose, because they drew a line around places where only white people live in the Houston area. And they said, okay, are you guys going to vote Republican or Democrat? Ready, go.
They're just all criminals, man. Hey, at 5:30, give me caller number 5. Hey, Houston, it's time to return to theaters August 21st to see the new movie Unhinged, featuring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, directed by Derek Borte. This edge-of-your-seat thriller takes something we've all experienced, road rage, to an unpredictable and terrifying conclusion. So make the call, 713-780-3776, 7:30. Win a pair of tickets to see the film opening weekend, plus a $20 Visa gift card for concession stands. Yeah, snacks. Yes, I said 5:30, so now it's about to be 5:30. So call at 5:30. Don't call now, unknown that I see up there, because it's not 5:30 yet. Now it's 5:30. Now you can call. Go. See in theaters August 21st. Tickets are on sale now. Do your Boomer Naturals read, AJ.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Boomer Naturals. You want a mask that is going to look hot and sexy? That's what I've got with my Boomer Naturals mask. But you also want one that you can breathe in, and you want one that's going to protect you. And Boomer Naturals, they do all those things. It's got nano silver technology woven into the fabric. They've got a fit for adults, teens, children, because your mask has to fit for it to be effective. And you can go in wearing any old mask. You put a bandana on your face and get into the stores. But if you want to have protection, which is why I'm wearing my mask, if I'm going to have to wear one, I at least want it to protect me. You should go with Boomer Naturals. And here's another great thing. They donate one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities. A lot of veterans are getting masks because of you. A lot of Native Americans are getting masks because of you. There's a lot of Americans who don't have access to masks, and Boomer Naturals is hooking them up every time you make an order. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman. Save 20% on your order. That's promo code Hoffman at BoomerNaturals.com. Free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code Hoffman. Need a taste of your own.
ESPN 97.5.
Behold the king, the king of kings. On your knees, dog.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, and you know what time it is? You know what that music means? What's 5:34, actually.
Oh, okay.
I noticed Granato always gives the time during the show.
That's a time check. That's a radio pro move.
So am I supposed to be doing that?
I mean, obviously you should be, but you're 5:30, lazy.
5:34 on the Blitz, and now joining us is Jerome Solomon, the great Jerome Solomon. What's up, buddy?
How are you, gentlemen?
We're doing sports, man. What's up with you?
Oh, life is good. Life is good. You know, got a new TV show coming up on Sunday night. Well, not a new TV show, just a changed name. So
What's the change?
I have a new employer now.
Oh, really? What's the big change?
The Houston Chronicle decided they would like to buy the naming rights to Houston Sports Show, so they went to the people that I work for at Houston Sports Show, and they're going to call it Texas Sports Nation for a little while.
Mm, so the quality's automatically going down. Damn.
see, that ain't right. That's who I work for. That's my company. What are you talking about? No.
I hope they paid you a pretty penny for the naming rights.
I wish I had some ownership in that, and we get those pretty pennies. AJ, I'm just a worker bee, bro. Just a worker bee.
Are we changing the name of the radio show? That's the real question.
No. Houston Sports Show will continue to be radio. But Texas Sports Nation will be on KPRC on Sunday nights, and In Depth will be on AT&T Sportsnet Southwest on Sunday nights and Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays. A lot of reruns for that one.
Will the content of the show change at all?
No, not really. We'll just add in some John McClain and some of the Chronicle writers. But Lauren and I will still be the co-host of it. So a lot of the same stuff, you know. It'll be fun. We'll keep it light and fun and, you know, I mean, they're the top reporters around who cover the teams that they cover. So they'll be able to bring some insight on that. So should be fun. It'll be good. Yeah, good for business.
Hunter Atkins, you going to get him one?
No.
Oh, sorry.
See, well, Hunter was great on the original Texas Sports Nation, I'll have you know. Mm. the dude had some amazing impersonations, and now he's impersonating
You're saying he was doing impersonations? Like, was he playing to a younger audience? What was going on?
that's not even funny.
Impersonating Barney the dinosaur? Yeah. All right. Let's get to some sports. We made Jerome uncomfortable enough here, messing with his employer and everything. We're just kidding, Texas Sports Nation. So what did you think of your Rockets yesterday?
I'm not surprised. I've been trying to tell people I haven't understood why there was a feeling that they're in any danger in this series. They're the better team, and the better team's supposed to win. Yeah, it makes a significant difference to them to not have Russell Westbrook, but I think not having Westbrook is what keeps the Rockets. Having Westbrook, they believe they're an elite team with him. I think they're still a notch below elite with him. Not having him brings them back toward the pack some, but they're still supposed to be better than Oklahoma City. And it's as simple as you've got the best player on the court, and that's James Harden. You're supposed to be the better team. If you play like you're capable of playing, you shouldn't be worried about the Thunder. The Thunder have been playing over their head all season. Give them a lot of credit for getting where they are. Chris Paul, for the first time in a decade probably, was not injured all year. Congratulations to him.
Good timing, pal.
To win this.
It wasn't a full season, right, either.
Yeah, yeah, it was the wrong season for him to all of a sudden get healthy, isn't it? Because it's arguable. Well, without question, he could have won a title had he not gotten hurt with the Rockets. But it's arguable that he'd have been in the NBA Finals a couple of times had he not been injured with other teams along the way as well. So it's just, but now being healthy with this team, they're not going to go that far. So the Rockets are supposed, they played focused yesterday. They looked like they were, you know, taking care of business, and you have nothing else to focus on in the bubble, right? So you ought to be able to play at your best at this time.
Well, I thought that, you know, obviously James played great last night, but if you're going to shoot 39% from three, the Rockets are going to win a lot of games because they shoot mm-hmm. such a massive volume of threes that if they're making basically a 40%, they're going to be very tough to even slow down, much less stop.
Definitely.
But I thought that, you know, I still think they need to get, is if Westbrook's going to be out, you know, for any amount of time, Covington has to be a better player on offense. I mean, he's, honestly, he's not even trustworthy on offense. They've got to do something to get him right. It's nice what he's doing on the defensive end, but he's a negative right now on the offensive side. And I think if they're going to win anything, especially with Russ being out, that's the guy who's really got to step up.
Yeah, and I mean, I see what you mean for sure. That's going to be important as the playoffs go on. But that's the thing about this team. They're deep enough with talented guys not to be dominant throughout the entire lineup on a particular night, but dominant deep enough. So Covington is a, you know, a negative for you last night, but Jeff Green steps up
because he's
capable of doing. He's capable of doing that. He's not capable of doing it every night or even four out of five nights, but you get a guy to do that once in a series or twice in a series, then that's the game Covington doesn't have to show up for. That's a game that you don't need PJ Tucker to have a big day. And, you know, so, I mean, I think this team is really dangerous in how they present. The question will be, can you have to be better for longer periods of time and for more games to beat a Clippers? You know what I mean? And probably to beat a Lakers if the Lakers wake up here against Portland, which I expect they will. You don't have to do that against Oklahoma City. But you like to get through Oklahoma City in like five games and get it over with. And I heard you guys talking a second ago. You can easily see them dropping a couple because they'll have a night where they don't shoot like they did yesterday. But they need to win one of those bad shooting games to make it an easier series for them.
Well, the two guys that I kept hearing, like if the Thunder are going to have a chance, these are the guys that really need to have a series. And neither one of them played worth a damn last night. One of them is Nerlens Noel, who they thought maybe would be able to get some easy buckets, and instead he was like just a walking foul, and he was in foul. Like he would be on a court for 1 minute and then get two fouls called, and then he'd go sit down for an hour. Then he'd come back and get two more fouls called. I mean, he just couldn't stay on the floor. And then the other one is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who I do think is a really good player. He just had nothing last night. He was almost a non-factor in general in that game.
Yeah, and you know, but guys like that, that's what I don't expect them to have dominant performance because they're not dominant players, you know. But SGA, I mean, this dude, I don't know what it was, but he averaged like 20 points a game this season.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's been consistently good for them. So no, you expect him to play a lot better than he did, you know, last night, as the series goes on. But you're also talking about a young guy who, you know, doesn't have a whole lot of experience in the playoffs. I mean, I guess he probably played, I don't even know if, yeah, the Clippers always make them. I mean, he played some games with the Clippers, I know, but he wasn't, you know, he wasn't counted on like he's being right. Asked to be counted on right now. And this is the first time that people will be looking at him to deliver. And, you know, as much as we hate to do it, to give the Rockets some credit, they played some pretty decent defense last night. They have a better chance of not playing good defense than of not hitting shots, because we know they're not a great defensive team. So that they'll definitely come back to earth in that vein for sure.
Astros looks like they're going to lose Yordan Alvarez for, I don't know if it's going to be the entire season.
A tweet came across that he's having knee surgery. Okay. He's done for the year.
So no Yordan Alvarez. The hitting's already, like, you know, I don't want to say the hitting's bad because they are scoring some runs. Well, not the last couple games, but I mean they're not bad in hitting stat categories. But the guys like Springer and Altuve at the top, both like at 200 or below. Kyle Tucker looks like garbage. The hope was that Yordan could come in and kind of spark this thing, and they're not going to have him now. Does it feel like a big loss to you in a season where clearly with Verlander being on the shelf, they're going to have to rely on their bats a lot more at some point later in the season?
Yeah, and big loss is kind of like the way we broke down, you know, with the Rockets, in that they're deep enough that this isn't a killer, but a guy like him is a winner, you know, in terms of he can win a game for you in a series with one swing of the bat. And that can win you a couple of series. And without that, you're asking other guys to do more. And in general, you're going to need everybody to do a little bit more because you're not going to have dominant pitching. You know, granted, Greinke looked pretty doggone dominant here. With what they're doing and the style of play that they have, they're going to keep scoring runs. But in the playoffs, when it really matters, you know, you need a guy like that who can just come up there and bring in three runs with one swing, and they're just not going to have it. In a weird way, they're not going to miss it, you know, because they haven't had it. They got it for one afternoon this season, and he otherwise hasn't been there, hasn't been part of it. So we'll know they missed it by the results. But, yeah, it hurts.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. You can see him on Texas Sports Nation now on Sundays, and I apologize to Mr. Nation for making a joke, but that's great. I'm glad that you got a little sponsorship with that. Good for you. And also can hear him right here on Sunday mornings, and I try to find an excuse to get out so I can catch a little bit of the show each week. So if you haven't heard it, you need to follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Jerome, appreciate the time as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your week and stay Rona free.
Thanks for having me on, gentlemen. Catch you guys later.
All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Late Hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock. 7 o'clock tonight. Braddock's already here. I know he's safe. And if you were listening on the Twitch, you heard me do my Creighton impression, which is why I have no voice now. Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad at 9 tonight. And, yeah. So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. You know, getting a Dewey is not that unusual, right? I mean, it's a fairly common thing. Boy, I'm glad you didn't pop the top on
me
that.
Me too.
I just popped my eye and I put it on the thing behind me.
Yeah, here. It happens.
Well, here's something unusual. A Range Rover crashed into a curb, and this is in England, of course. England, the Florida of Europe, as we've said many times. So the police are called, and his Range Rover was ruined. He failed the breath test, and they found the missing wheel a mile away, and he still kept driving somehow.
Jeez.
The thing that makes it makes this particular Dewey interesting was his bumper sticker. I'm not drunk, just avoiding potholes.
Well, there you go.
Apparently he was.
Guys.
And I can't really tell because they use milligrams or micrograms for what the BAC is there. Apparently the legal limit is 35 micrograms per 100 milliliters of breath.
Where is this at?
This is in England.
Okay.
And he blew a 70. So I'm guessing that's like a 0.16. In American. But, yeah, so if you're going to have a bumper sticker like that on your vehicle, maybe don't drive drunk.
Yeah, not a good look.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I'm curious... I tweeted back at him and said, I'm not sure what you mean, but this guy tweets at me and says, Fred, just admit that you are a closeted AM radio guy.
Are you?
Well, what does he mean? Does that mean, did I listen to AM radio?
It means you're boring, you suck.
Well, that goes
without
saying.
You're a
lame-o. Or that I want to do AM radio, or that I'm really doing AM, but I'm on FM. I'm so confused. I don't know what direction to go with this.
Just give out a tweet that's like a lame, you know.
The Rockets are off today, but they'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
I kind of need to know which of those things it is. If it's I'm a closeted guy who won't admit to listening to AM radio, I do not listen to, I said, we were talking about this on the Twitch channel. I listen to the show to work on my impression of him. But the only things I listen to these days, like I listen to our station when I'm out in the mornings, I try to get John the Lance. I go to drop the wife off and I listen to our station. If not, I listen to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, or I listen to Sirius XM stations. I haven't listened to an AM station since, well, last week when I was trying to imitate the show. But in general, I'm not an AM radio guy. And if you're talking about like political talk guy, I don't get that from AM radio. I get that from Sirius. Now, maybe those are some AM shows. I don't know. So if that's what it is, no. If I'm closeted that I'm really an AM guy and I'm only on FM and I suck, okay, that's fair. I can't dispute that, if that's what you mean. Or that I want to do it, no. I got no interest in AM radio. I don't have any interest in radio anymore. That's it. In fact, I'm definitely done after this segment.
Sorry, Fred.
I'm just kidding. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And, I'm very happy with my NHL betting so far. 214 says, when I was in L.A., I learned ESPN there as AM. It was pathetic. You know, I know people like to bang on us for our signal. It AM's a hard listen. It's hard to understand the guys, even when their signal's strong. And that's probably Aaron's fault from when he was over there.
Of course.
I mean, there's also, to get behind the scenes in the engineering part, there's also so many frequencies you can use that the FCC will allow without you overlapping each other. And, I mean, you've got $1 trillion or $1 billion companies that own 2/3 of all signals in every major city. So, you know, actually family-owned companies like ours have to fight our way in.
Yeah, you know, we have to deal with all kinds of crap. It is ridiculous. Like, if somebody else turns on a signal near us, then we have to go.
We've got to file a petition.
Yeah, and get signatures to prove that people actually listen. That's how I know we have more than 8 listeners, for those of you who say that. But it really should be the opposite. Somebody else should have to get a license to turn something on and get our permission before they do it, because we're the established station. And texture says, Fred, admit it, you're a closeted FM guy.
Let's just admit that you're closeted.
Are we trying to say I'm closeted? In what sense? Are you saying I'm gay?
I'm not saying it, but I think some people are putting that out there.
If I were, I'd be very proud of it. I wouldn't hide behind it.
That's right.
So I would have pride. I would wear rainbow stuff. I'd wear purple.
Are you guys familiar? Do you remember Dan Vogelbach of the Seattle Mariners? He played for the All-Star team last year, made an All-Star appearance last year, first baseman, 30 home run season last year while hitting just .208. But it was good enough to make an All-Star team. I mean, hell, somebody from Seattle had to.
All right.
He's been designated for assignment after just 18 games. In 18 games this season, he had a total of 5 hits for an on-base or a batting average of .094. That's not good in the big leagues, they say. And from All-Star last year, 18 games into the season, they're like, no, you ain't going
to
make
it. Probably says a little more about the quality of players they had on the team to begin with.
Well, also, mind you, .208 that he hit last year, he's been in the big league since 2016. So he's had a 5-year career now, or his career has spanned 5 years. .208 was the second best batting average of those 5 years. His best batting average came in 2017 when he hit .214 on the season.
Mm.
So he kind of knew what you had in the guy.
Yeah, I don't know what you're expecting.
And all of a sudden, they're like, wait a minute, you suck. And he's like, yeah, sucked for a long time. I just happened to hit 30 home runs last year. Still hit .208.
I thought you guys were paying me to suck.
Yeah.
Somebody says FM is usually associated with older people. LOL. I think you mean AM, which, okay, maybe that's what you mean. It's a nice way of saying I'm old. Hey, let's squeeze on Richard real quick before we get to the top.
Hello, Dick.
What's up?
Nothing much. I would say AM's probably for older people. I used to listen to 610 and 790 religiously, and then I got a car that had a crappy radio, and I couldn't get AM anymore, so I was like, okay. Started listening to y'all, and I can't go back. 610 only talks about the Texans, and no matter what's going on, and then you guys are just a lot better. And then 790 is just Matt Thomas just complaining about everything, and then it's just, if you don't agree with him, he just cuts you off. I was just wondering if you guys think if Westbrook was there last night or in the series, if you think they'd be better. I mean, or not better off, but you think if it would have caused more of like an offensive hiccup.
You know, I mean, well, last night it was a game you don't want Russ there because everybody was making threes, and that would have probably made Russ go, you know what, maybe I'll shoot some threes. And that's Russ shooting threes is never a good thing for the Rockets offense.
Yeah, I don't think it's better not having Russ. I think the way they played yesterday, they were fine without him, if not better without him. But I don't think over the course of a 7-game series, you're a better team. And I think you have a better chance of beating this team if you have Russell Westbrook healthy. Russell Westbrook. And
I agree. 6'10 and 7'9 just suck. You can't go back now.
Yeah, that's you never go back once you come over. We just got to get more people to come over. More people to come out of the proverbial AM closet that he was talking about. And while they're here.
And does Matt Thomas do that? Does he just complain about things? He complains about me, apparently.
I don't know.
I can't believe Matt Thomas hates me. It really breaks me up, honestly. He's never even, we've never even hashed out our issues. I was just his radio competition, and now apparently he hates me. I wish that Matt would reach out to me and we could have a grown-up discussion about where we stand if we can be, reasonable adults here. I'd love to do it. I'd love to work things out, Matt, if you're hearing this, or if one of your little minions hears this and is going to pass it on.
What would you share to bury the hatchet?
Do what?
What would you share with him to bury the hatchet?
I would share a discussion.
He was trying to set you up for your read. It was a pretty good. It was a pretty good. Poor Aaron. Aaron throws the ball up there for the alley oop, and
you give him beer. AJ
stands and watches.
Does Matt Thomas even drink beer?
I think so. I don't know.
He doesn't come across to me as a guy who would drink beer. And if he does, he's probably drinking. Let's face it. Not Carbach.
But that's how you bring people together, AJ, is with a Carbach. This is how you get people that you disagree with. Because you know what?
You know who I share Carbach people with? People I like.
But guess what, though? If you share it with people that hate you, they will not hate you anymore.
But I'm not really that worried about it, honestly.
Well, but
I'd rather have the beer to myself.
You've got enough beer. You're trying to get rid of some. Yeah. Get him a Crawford Bach. If he doesn't like a Crawford Bach, then he's a worthless human being and his opinion doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, I'll do that. Listen, Carbach's got something for everybody, probably even Matt Thomas, let's face it. Crawford Bach, like Fred mentioned, a great year-round beer, one of their best sellers. Love Street the same way. If you're looking for something a little bit lighter, they've got a ton of different IPAs, the Hop Tongue, the Hopadillo, the Rodeo Clown, the Light Circus. I really like that Light Circus IPA. It's very good. And the new and improved Weekend Warrior that you're going to be able to find in stores later this week or maybe into the weekend. And if you're lucky, you might find some Carbachtoberfest sitting around on the shelves right now, but I don't think that's an easy find these days. Either way, make sure when you get out and about, you find yourself some Carbach. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you go to a restaurant or maybe someday far, far away, we'll be able to go to a bar and you'll be able to say, hey, bartender, pour me a Carbach.
Fill him with vibes, yeah. Get him in ride. Yeah. And no, a nigga blind, but I keep the speaking on.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.